can't prove my sin. Well, I will shout. Thinking of the rapture in our blessed home on high, when the redeemed are gathering in. How we'll raise that heavenly anthem in that city in the sky, when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in, Christ like soul and people of sin. Well, I will shout and I will sing. Redeemed are gathering in. There will be a great possession over on the streets of gold when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, what music, oh, what singing, oh, the city will be rolled. Redemption stories with their voices clear and strong when the redeemed are gathering in. Then the angels all will listen, for they cannot join that song when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, when the redeemed, oh, when the redeemed are gathering in. Voice like soul and people sing. The Savior will give orders to prepare a banquet for the redeemed are gathering in. And we'll hear his invitation, come ye blessed of the Lord. Redeemed people, sing. redeemed or gathering in, washed like snow. Do that fourth verse again. We're gathering in. Then the Savior will give orders to prepare a banquet for when the redeemed are gathering in. And we'll hear his invitation come. Amen. You got your invitation, right? Yeah. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. What a day that's going to be. Amen. We are the redeemed. Amen. We are the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. Predestinated before the foundation of the world. Amen. I'm one of them and you're one of them. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. It don't get better than that. Pride. It don't. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. Rejoice greatly, O daughters of Zion. Shout, O daughters of Jerusalem. And welcome to the home church where the carcass is, the eagles are gathered together. You may be seated. The carcass is here. He said that was the word. I just heard before coming out that our sister Rochelle Erickson is here. Sister Rochelle, are you here? Can you stand up? Sister Rochelle Erickson. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. God heals cancer. Your faith right through this building here. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. I see Brother Mike Epling pricking around the corner there too. There's the devil thought he had him too, both of them. Can't have them. Give them back. Praise the Lord. Church. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Wonderful. God bless you, Sister Rochelle, and all the family. And what a privilege and honor it is to have you here with us today. What an answer to prayer. Was it a year ago or 2 years ago when the first time that they took her into the hospital, they told us, better go see her right now. She's gone. They've been saying that for 2 years or longer. God bless you, Sister Rochelle, and all your family. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. God can do anything, anywhere, anytime. The name of the Lord. You may be seated. There's more. Today you're going to hear all about halos and shatters, earthquakes, third pull, visions, prophecy, the king's sword, seven angels, the seals,
whirlwinds, Jesus in the sky, bride trees, thus saith the Lord, all in this one message today. We're going to hear all that stuff. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of... What other church can you go to hear that? Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. What a privileged people that we are. We're gathered together today. We're going to hear prophecy being fulfilled today. You are that prophecy that is being fulfilled for this day. It's because that the bride of Jesus Christ recognizes what was the attraction on the mountain. It was the voice of God, and that we have stayed with it. Amen. There's going to be a certain amount of people, he said, that's predestinated to hear that message and to follow it. He says, we've got one thing to do, and that's believe every bit of it and let it soak in. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. And that's why we're under great anticipation and expectations today, because we're seeking and watching for more. He says that we're watching every sign that there is. Amen. We're comparing it with the scriptures, and that's what he told us to do. Compare it with scriptures. They should have known back in the days of Jesus. Amen. When he came. He says it was undeniable who that it was. The scriptures foretold who he was. He said, in this end time, though, that's what that bride is. He says that they're looking, they're comparing. And he says, they've come together today. We're wondering, what's he going to do today? I see what we just seen what he did today. And what's he going to do today? What's he going to reveal to us today? He's going to reveal secrets to us today. He's going to tell us the very time that we're living in. And that there's the only way that we can do anything is the bride is to stay inside of this word. And he says the only way that you can do that is by listening to this message. There's no other way to do it besides that. What is the attraction that the people of the world say? What is the attraction up there with those people? Up there, they got them all together. You see them out there. They've come from the east and west. How many are not from Jeffersonville, Indiana? Raise your hand. Praise the name of the Lord. That's prophecy being fulfilled right here that you just see. He says they come from the east and the west. They come from the north and the south. What are they doing? They're coming from all over the world. They're listening in. He says they're listening to that message. He says they sound like a bunch of beehives up there. Praise the name of the Lord. What is it? It's God making history. It's God fulfilling prophecy. And we're right in the middle of it. We are part of it. He says, that's what the attraction is. The predestinated seed of God who can do nothing else but follow it. Amen. It means more than life to us. Take our lives, but don't take that. What is the attraction? God is usually finding his word, fulfilling his word. He is fulfilling the word of Zechariah again. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. He said in Zechariah, we'll hear him today, he said it predicted, it told of God the Messiah coming. It told that he was coming. He said they could have read it. Right there it was. Right there he is fulfilling the scriptures. Yeah. It's the same thing that we are today. That scripture is being fulfilled in our day. But we are living, by listening, we are living in that living word today. Amen. We are that new branch. Brother Branham talks about that tree. And he says today, and you listen real close, everybody, and I think it's about paragraph, I didn't write it down, it's paragraph 108, 109 or something like that, I think that it is, that Brother Branham talks about. He says, now catch it, pay attention. He says that that tree, he said, now the denominations, he said, they never had no light to begin with. He said, they didn't have nothing. He says, they produced the lemon, then the grapefruit, and all the other fruits. But he says, in the end time, he says, at the top of the tree, he said it was half orange, half lemon. They were living right off of the life. It looked just like it. Wow. That's the day and time that we are living in right now. Getting things in store, he has wonderful things in store for us today. And I want to get right to the word, because we're getting stimulation by revelation. You believe that? Amen. And what is the attraction at the Branham Tabernacle today? It's God fulfilling prophecy. It's God fulfilling history. It's God fulfilling his word. It's God revealing to his bride who he is. It's God revealing to his bride who you are. It's God revealing he has cast out all devils. It was perfect. This message is perfect. They come back and they say that the scripture says I missed a page here. Someone might say that it is that we put too much upon that man and that we've heard it. And it says it's the message. It's not the man. It's the message. And that's true. It is the message. But 2 weeks ago, that prophet, that same messenger, he answered that very question for us. He said the message and the word and the messenger are all the same. He said God cannot separate them. They're all one thing. Then last week, it's real important that he made it very clear to us once again exactly what do you people believe? Because that they believe, have you ever heard the term, we're deity believers? Heard that terminology? We're deity believers. God's prophet said it straight. Here is what we believe. I wasn't the one that appeared down there on the river. I was only standing there when he appeared. Amen. I'm not the one that performs these things and foretells these things that's happening, as perfect as they are. I'm the only one that's near when he does it. I was only a voice that he used to say it. I wasn't what I knew. It was what I just surrendered myself to. That he spoke it through. It isn't me. It wasn't that seventh angel. Oh, no. It was the manifestation of the Son of Man. Amen. It wasn't the angel, his message. It was the mystery of God unfolding. It's not the messenger from the Son of Man. I'm sorry. It's not a man. It's God. The angel was not the Son of Man. He was the messenger from the Son of Man. The Son of Man is Christ. He is the one that you're feeding on. You're not feeding on a man. A man, his word will fail. But you're feeding on the unfailing body word of the Son of Man. That's what this church believes right there. Amen. We're not feeding on a man. Oh, we're feeding on the living God, the living word. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. I want you to listen real close to this. Brother Branham says on the message after that, so close. He says on the message of the seed of discrepancy. He said, when a man stands and says he's a minister, a pastor of a church or somewhere, and he does not believe that Jesus Christ is the same in every detail, except for the physical body, the same yesterday, today, and forever, that is the seed of discrepancy. Oh. The revelation of this day to know so close that it would deceive the very elected. Aren't you glad that you have that right revelation? Amen. That you know what we believe. You know that we're not worshiping a man. We're worshiping the God in that man. But that same spirit, the Son of Man, come down revealing himself. How humble. He said, I was just standing there. But that's the voice he picked. It's the vessel he chose to bring this word. Amen. And if it's so close, you can't take a chance, people. You got to stay with this message and messenger. You got to stay with exactly with what he said and believe every single word of it. Amen. Exactly the same in every detail except for the physical body. What was here in our day? What is here now? Amen. Who are you? You. That's you, the Son of Man living in you. He says you are that living word. Praise the name of the Lord. And Satan today, he's going to do something he does for us every service. He's going to cast out every devil. He's going to heal every sick person that's in here. How do I know that? He said it in his word. He said, Satan, you're defeated. That settles it. That settles it. He says, as a servant of God and as servants, you'll notice in the beginning of the tape, Brother Branham says, find somebody inside of your church and you listening in. That's prophecy being fulfilled. God's prophet's seen this. There's no doubt. He says, here they are. They're waiting for the coming of the Lord. From here, they're out in Arizona. They're in California. They're in Texas. They're in Florida. They're there today. You're in Mexico. You're in South America. You're in Europe. You're around the world listening in, united around this message. He says, get the elders, get the pastors, and get somebody to lay hands on the people. But in the end, he says, lay your hands on one another. Amen. Amen. The power of the Lord Jesus Christ that is living in you. Amen. He says it will cast out every devil. And we command that in the name of the Lord Jesus that you obey the word of God and go out of the people. Because it's written, in my name they shall cast out devils. Amen. Got something else for you. In case you're waiting, God's going to fill everybody that don't have the Holy Spirit. He'll fill you tonight with the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you want the Holy Ghost tonight, you can get it tonight. Amen. He says, everyone without the Holy Ghost, may you receive the Holy Ghost. Every one of you in divine power and love that he promised you to make you a new creature in him. Amen. He's God with us. Amen. He's God in us. We are prophecy being fulfilled today. Amen. Amen. Let us bow our heads. How wonderful it is to have a revelation of this message. To know exactly who we are. It becomes clearer every single day to the life of the bride of Jesus Christ. The revelation of knowing who that we are. There was an attraction on a mountain. In Sunset Mountain. What was that attraction? God coming again, vindicating his word. Sent down seven angels. Come and reveal the seals. Come and open up his word for the bride of Jesus Christ. Now that word is living and dwelling in human beings. In each one of us. What a privileged people that we are. Lord, we can't thank you enough. For all that you do for us. Thank you for this opportunity that we have to be together to hear your word. Thank you for a bride that wants to hear that word, that believes it, that know it's coming by hearing the word, hearing this message, staying their ears tuned to that prophet. Amen. It's a message that's perfecting the bride. We thank you, Lord. Today, we're two less. Father has seen fit to call a couple soldiers home. Our sister Christine Mayfield and our sister Joni Smith. Now they're beyond the curtain of time. They're with that portion of the bride waiting for us. Everything and been in this service and listening to us talk about it, they're there now. What a promise. Brother Branham said, before the undertaker can take that body, they're sitting in the presence of Almighty God. How we thank you, Lord Jesus. What a promise the bride has. It is our loss, but it's a gain for heaven. So we want to remember the family in prayer. That is hard for them. They know where they are. They know that promise. That's what they live their life for. One day, me and you are going to be in that same place. Yes. We're one breath away to be in his presence. Oh, Lord Jesus, come for your bride. Yes. Family does want to announce that there's a memorial service tomorrow at the Branham Tabernacle at 7 o'clock. Everyone that wants to come is invited for our sister Joni Smith. We don't have the time for the service of our sister Mayfield. But we thank God for His grace and His mercy. Lord, come. Open up our hearts. Open up our ears, our souls. And let that word go deep in our heart today, Lord. Father, reveal your word like you've never revealed it to us before. Is that the desire of your heart today? Lord, reveal to me more of your word. Make me be more like you, Father. May I not be the same person walking out of this building, Lord. May your sweet Holy Spirit come down and dwell with me, Lord Jesus. That is our prayer.
Presence, Lord. We love you, Lord, this morning with all our heart. We come into your presence, Lord. Lord, we feel so little how great you are, Lord, and how that you know all about us. You've read every heart, Lord. Lord, but you've made preparations for your bride today. You've set the table, Lord. You've chosen, Lord, to feed us this word. This very tape for your bride today. Lord, how thankful that we are. Lord, it's so perfect, and you never make mistakes. We love you, Lord, with all our heart. Lord, I was thinking about how that your prophet said that the person of Jesus Christ was so unique that no one should have missed that being the Son of God. And how we could say that very same thing, Lord, today is that, Lord, it's so perfect. Your plan, your guiding hand, leading your bride, Lord, it's so clear to us. And Lord, once again, Lord, I was thinking about Joshua, how he told him, he says, I'm going to only say what Moses said. And Lord, here we are today. We see this day, this scripture is being fulfilled in our midst, Lord, is that we're gathered together again. What is the attraction? You've attracted your bride, Lord, to hear this very message. United around the world, Lord. You're calling your bride out of a church, Lord. You're calling them, you're getting them ready, Lord, perfecting them by this message, Lord, and you're fixing to take her home. Thank you for it, Lord. We're there. We're right there at the end, Lord. We're right there. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you. How great you are to see that you've healed two people in our midst.
of cancer where the doctors could do nothing, but Lord, you come on the scene. Nothing can stand before it, Lord. We thank you from all of our heart. How it encourages us as believers around the world, wherever we are, that, Lord, that same, you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. We love you, Lord. These requests that's been written out, Lord, there's unspoken requests. There's every heart. Those that are listening in, Lord, there's nothing impossible with you. You can do anything, anytime, anywhere for your bride, your children. We love you, Lord. Bless now and be with the further part of this service. Bless in every part of it. We thank you, Lord, for your love. We commit ourselves to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Emmanuel.
So privileged to be able to gather one more time together. To think of the revelation that he gave us. I'm just so thankful for that. Thankful to be able to spend this time together and just watching and waiting for his soon coming. Amen. Just singing of that song, how I'll cherish that old cross. What an emblem of suffering and shame. But I'll exchange it someday for a crown. Amen. Let's just sing that song together.
Oh, on a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love
grateful we are for that traction to Mount Calvary, Father. We thank you for that blood that was shed for us. We thank you for the attraction to this message, Lord, to the Word of God, to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We pray that you'll bless us now as we take these tithes and offerings, Lord. Bless them for the furtherance of your gospel. Just be with this service. Be with everyone here. May they be blessed, we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Oh, that old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. Oh, for the dear Lamb of God, who left his glory. trophies at last I lay down, and I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Rugged cross stained with blood so divine, the wondrous beauty I see. For 'twas on that old cross Jesus suffered and died. Rugged cross, I will ever be true. It's shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday, oh, to my home, oh, far away, where his glory forever I'll share. And so I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay.
So I'll cherish that old rugged cross. Oh, so I'll cherish the old rugged cross. Yes, Lord. Oh, till my trophies at last I lay down, and I will cling to again in one accord. more time.
Oh, we're together again. Oh, just praising the Lord. Oh, we're together again. In one accord. Well, something good is going to happen, and something good is in store. We're together again. Just praising the Lord. And the original light, oh, the original seed, the spoken word is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed, the seven seals is unveiled. The original light, the original seed, the original life, the original life, the original seed, the spoken word is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed, the seven seals is unveiled. The original light, the original seed. God's attributes were manifested to his bride in this last age, and we have caught the revelation by our prophet's message, and we know who we are and what we are raised up for. Oh, praise the Lord. The original life, the original life, the original life. The spoken word is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed. The seven seals is unveiled. The original life, the original seed. We are the Word made flesh today. This is what the Scriptures say. And our names are seen within, redeemed and perfect without sin. Yes, we are anointed and inspired by our God. For the original life, the original life, the original seed, the spoken word. The seven seals is unveiled. The original life, the original seed. Our eyes of understanding he has opened up at last, and sweet victory is ours who were chained down in the past. True jubilee has sounded, and we have responded to our God. The original life, the original life, the original, the spoken word is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed. The seven seals is unveiled. The original life, the original seed. And we are called unto adoption, full authority and power. Well, sleeping saints will wake and join us for translation in this hour. Gentile days will soon be over. Oh, glory, hallelujah to our God. The original life, the original life, the original, the spoken word is what I believe. The Son of Man, the Son of Man is revealed. The seven seals is unveiled. The original life, the original, the original life, the original seed, the spoken word is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed. The seven seals is unveiled. The original life, the original. Gotta sing that fourth verse. Oh, we are called unto adoption, full authority and power. Oh, sleeping saints will wake and join for translation in this hour. Gentile days will soon be over. Oh, glory, hallelujah to our God. The original life, the original life, the original the seven seals, he's unveiled the original lie, the original seal. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. This time we have a special from Brother Kai, Sister Hadassah.
God's prophet Joshua sent the spies into the promised land. Their mission was to play the tapes, for that was his command. They told the harlot Rahab, she asked,
how could we be saved?
Get your loved ones in this house and just press play. That's why we push, play, and obey. For it's God's provided way. Fast forward is not our choice. We love to hear the voice. Put him back in the pulpit. For we can safely say, it's the perfect will of God when we press play. Now the tapes are a ministry to the predestinated seed. It is the bride's perfection. The tapes are all we need. And Brother Branham showed us what to do with the voice in this last day. At 2 o'clock on Sunday, they pressed play. That's why we push, play, and obey. For it's God's provided way. Fast forward is not our choice. We love to hear the voice. Put him back in the pulpit. For we can safely say, it's the perfect will of God when we press play. Now that angel was so inclined with God, he had the revelation that when he gave his voice on earth, God echoed it in heaven. And that voice is so important that in God's big sky someday, God himself will still be pressing play. And that's why we push, play, and obey. For it's God's provided way. Fast forward is not our choice. We love to hear the voice. Put him back in the pulpit. For we can safely say, it's the perfect will of God when we press play. So we must always have our filter on in this deceiving day. For in every age, the laity and the clergy goes astray. So Ephesians 4 is not enough to bring this bride in shape. But the voice of the chief shepherd is on tape. And that's why we push, play, and obey. For it's God's provided way. Fast forward is not our choice. We love to hear the voice. Put him back in the pulpit. For we can safely say, it's the perfect will of God when we press play. That's why we push, play, and obey. For it's God's provided way. Fast forward is not our choice. We love to hear the voice. Put him back in the pulpit. For we can safely say, it's the perfect will of God when we press play. Oh, put him back in the pulpit, for we can safely say, it's the perfect will of God when we press play.
all say amen. Amen. What an inspired song, Brother Kai. Thank you, Sister Hadassah. Thank you for that. Press play and obey. That's my heart's desire. So thankful for that revelation. So happy to have that revelation of the voice of Malachi 4. Are you happy this afternoon? Amen. Let's sing that little chorus, Can't You See? Oh, can't you see why I'm happy? Oh, I've accepted.
Just any day now, His face
I'll see. Let's bow our heads and hum it to Him. Mm-hmm.
us remain standing as God's prophet and messenger brings us the message. What is the attraction on the mountain? What is all the commotion at the Branham Tabernacle? What's going on? God revealing himself to the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Welcome God's prophet and messenger, the Son of Man, speaking to the bride of Jesus Christ. Brother Branham.